Wood pile.
Wood pile. Would you ever call it a woodshed?
I guess so.
Or a woodhouse?
Woodshed, probably.
What do you
a
call
it? A shelter. We used to keep wood under the shelter.
Okay, shelter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We'd have to stack wood under the shelter for that wood stove, you know, and bring it in, put it in the wood box.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Now, this is wood to burn for cooking as well as for heating.
A long time ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we heated with wood and coal. And
how soon would you have to start burning your wood in the fall?
Oh, Betty kept it cut all time.
Did he?
He sold wood, too. I forgot about that. But anyway, that wasn't him. Mm-hmm. You know, a livelihood.
Right.
But he'd saw the trees down, and he owned some river land over by Flint River.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd go over and saw trees down and bring it home, and they'd saw it up in little blocks, and then they'd chop the blocks in two in the stove wood. And we'd burn it in the wood stove.
And you all would burn it, and you would sell it too.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? And Margaret, how soon in the fall would you start? Like in October, would you say?
We used it the year round.
As soon as it was cold. I mean, for heating.
Oh, for heating. He kept it all the time.
He did.
Because, see, he barbecued, too.
Oh, yeah.
And we always had a wood pile and a wood shed.
Uh-huh. It would take a good deal of wood, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. He was always hauling wood.
I bet. What do you call outdoor toilets?
Outdoor toilet.
What would you, if it were a joking word?
Privy.
Anything else?
Outhouse.
Outhouse. Ever a necessary?
Mm-hmm.
A garden house? A biffy?
Mm-hmm.
A back house?
Privy and outhouse.
Privy and outhouse. If you had troubles and were telling me about them, what would you say? Well, you have troubles too.
You mean like I told you the other morning, I had so many troubles then I was almost going to refuse you. I didn't really have any trouble, but it was just everything, you know.
Well, after a morning like that, I think this was a very big gesture on your part to agree. I really was so glad that you did, but I certainly knew you were busy, and I can tell you that...
No, that morning, I'll have to tell you about it later.
All right. You don't want to tell me now? Go ahead. Nobody will know you from here. Come in, Sandra. Are you... We're about getting to the point. Can you wait a few more minutes?
Sure.
All right, sit down. Sit down, and maybe you can get your voice on this tape, too. You sort of deserve to have some of it.
Well, see, we're thinking about getting that trailer in, you know, so you've got to get a well, and then you've got to have a light pole. So we had to go down to the courthouse and pay $12 to get a permit to go to Jackson to pay $50 to get a pole. You know, it's just so much rigmarole to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the well man called and said he couldn't come. His
wound.
Well,